Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished out our series we've been calling Always and Everywhere. We've been doing sort of a flyover of the book of Acts. And this Sunday, we finished out that series looking at Acts 20. And we were looking at the end, nearing the end of Paul's life, where he calls some of the Ephesian elders to him, the elders at the church at Ephesus, and he tells them that he's going to Jerusalem and that he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. He just says, I know that I'm constrained or compelled by the Holy Spirit to go. But he also says the Holy Spirit tells him that in every city, afflictions and imprisonments, adversity awaits him. And so it sort of drew up this question about, you know, why would Paul willingly put himself in danger? Why would he keep going knowing that such difficulties awaited for him? And the answer is, ultimately, the Holy Spirit told him to go. The Lord said to go. But he goes on to say, I don't count my life as any value or precious to myself. If only I can finish the course. If only I can complete the ministry that Jesus has given to me. And so I took us to 2 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul, at the very end of his life, is speaking to Timothy, a young man he has discipled and now a pastor. He tells Timothy, I have finished the race, right? I've kept the faith. I've fought the good fight. And henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have loved his appearing. And just these words about I've kept the faith, I've finished the race, I've fought the good fight, talking about how, you know, Paul spent his life, the last 30-some years of his life, not living his way, but living for Christ, living for the Lord. Really doing what Jesus did at the garden, where Jesus said, Lord, not my will be done. Father, not my will be done, but yours be done. And Paul found a greater purpose in his life than his safety or his comfort. He found his purpose in Christ, in fulfilling the mission that God had given him, doing what we've said really is the big idea of this series, to make his life count by making the name of Jesus known. And I kind of brought our folks to the point of saying, look, you have two choices in front of you. You've got to say, I'm either going to live my life my way, or I'm going to live my life Christ's way. I'm going to live my life for me, or I'm going to live my life for the Lord. That's the decision in front of us. Those are the options. And I heard a pastor one time summarize it this way, that every life will either be lived saying, my will be done, or thy will be done. And I was looking this week, NPR wrote an article one time on what the most requested song at funerals. They mentioned in this article that funeral directors were in a poll. They asked them, you know, what's the most popular song? And the song is My Way by Frank Sinatra. So written in 1968. Now, in all fairness, it sounds like Frank kind of hated the song or was at least kind of ambivalent toward it toward the end of his life. But the lyrics of that song go this way. It says, now the end is here, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway. And much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. The last stanza says, for what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not. To say the things that he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. The article called it the anthem of self-determination, right? It's the American anthem of self-determination. And let's just be honest, there's something in that song that I think appeals to all of us. It's as old as the garden. That desire to say, Lord, I don't want to trust you. I want to trust me. I don't want to live my life for you. I want to live my life for me. I want to do it my way. And the Lord tells us, man, I created you and I love you. And I sent my son to die for you, to save you from your sin, to wash you clean. And I call you to repent of your sin and turn your life over to me and live it my way. And what's amazing is when we live it his way, we find that our joy, our greatest joy, is in him. But we have to make that choice. Are we going to, will our lives be marked by this song, right? I did it my way. Or will it be marked by the song, I love the way City of Light says it in one of their songs, that when the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Our lives will be marked by one of those songs, one of those themes. I did it my way, or Lord, I did it your way. I lived for you. I made my life count by making your name known. And I would just say, if there's anyone listening, if you're listening right now, I don't want you to get to the end of your life and look back and say, I wasted it. I don't want to get to the end of my life and look back and say that I wasted it. I want us to be able to get to the final curtain, as it were, and look back and say, man, I lived a life that counted because I made the name of Jesus known. I lived my life for him. And now I go to him and he'll award to me that crown of righteousness. And I'd get to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. And if you're listening right now and maybe you've never taken the step to trust Jesus, I would encourage you, take that step today. Repent of sin. Put your faith in Christ, the crucified and resurrected Son of God. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take a moment to pray here for yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are good and you are gracious. Father, thank you that you gave your Son, you sent your Son, who gave his life for us. Lord, thank you that we can have new life in him. And Father, I pray for all of us, everyone listening, that we would live lives that count, Lord, by making your name known. That we would live for you and in you find our greatest joy. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.